Doctors say Vice President Cheney could be released from a Washington, D.C. hospital as early as today. The vice president underwent angioplasty yesterday to unclog a coronary artery that was partially blocked. The angioplasty was performed after Cheney experienced chest pains. He's had four heart attacks, most recently in November. Dr. Jonathan Reiner said this episode did not appear to be another heart attack.
I think it's pretty unlikely. His clinical syndrome was far different than that from November. In November, he had a rather strong and prolonged, for about an hour, episode of chest discomfort. This was really a much milder and very brief, on the order of just literally 3 to 5 minutes of pain twice today.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner of George Washington University Hospital. Yesterday, President Bush called Cheney to wish him well. The president is on the road again to rally public support for his budget proposals, including his $1.6 trillion tax cut. Today, the president travels to Chicago. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The budget is already working its way through the U.S. House, where the Ways and Means Committee approved a portion of it on a party-line vote last week. A full House vote on that portion is expected Thursday, and the president feels it's important to barnstorm the country now. He hopes to put pressure on key members of the House and Senate, whose votes will determine whether Congress approves a tax cut, anything like the one he is pushing. To that end, Mr. Bush is choosing his destinations carefully.
Well, I think there's some methodology in my travels.
Last week, the president visited five states, including Nebraska, Arkansas, and Georgia, each with a Democratic senator whose vote the president needs and thinks he might get. Later this week, he'll be in North and South Dakota and Louisiana, hoping to demonstrate that the public wants tax cuts.
I'll be going to states where we got a good chance of convincing members, and states where maybe there's some obstinance. But nevertheless, I need to get out with the people and talk about the plans and why this plan is fair and why it makes sense and why it's important for the economic vitality of the country.
In South Dakota, the president is believed to be targeting first-term Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Johnson, who's up for re-election in 2 years. That is also the home state of Democratic leader Tom Daschle, who has been the Senate's foremost critic of the Bush tax cut, saying it is too large, it gives too much of the benefit to the wealthiest Americans, and that it will make it much harder to fund other priorities. Democrats have also criticized the president for speaking only to the faithful during his travels around the country in support of the budget. It is true that the president was asked no tough questions by pre-selected citizens at events last week. In South Dakota this week, Senator Daschle has accepted an invitation to appear on a local TV station, KELO, to discuss the budget. He says the president has been invited as well.
I hope that President Bush will use this opportunity to hear directly from South Dakotans on what they think our priorities should be, and I'm excited that Kello has presented us with an opportunity to sit down and talk face-to-face and obviously a very civil manner about those priorities, and I hope the president might accept that.
The president will be in Sioux Falls Thursday, but Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says he will not join Daschle at the TV station.
I think it was a challenge to the president to debate, and that is not the purpose of his trip. There would be no such debate. The president's looking forward to the travel.
Fleischer does not, however, rule out future events, perhaps town meetings, in formats where the president would likely face more challenging questions than he has so far in his budget tour. Today, the president will speak at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on how he feels his tax cut will boost the economy. He'll also have lunch with another prominent Democrat, Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, whose brother William ran Al Gore's presidential campaign last year. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.